It is Mind Food Radio and it is Ask the Cheesemonger, and I welcome to the show Rick Thorpe from Gisborne Cheese Company, Waimata. Hello to you, Rick.
Hi, how are you, Nikki?
I'm very good, thank you. Well, you're now celebrating 21 years since you made your first batch of brie in the kitchen at home. How did that happen?
Well, actually, it was my wife. She's the guilty one. And, it was back in our happy days when we were, 20-something, even younger, and we were living the good life on the farm, self-sufficiency, milking a few cows, playing around in the kitchen. So, yeah, that's when it all started, way back then.
Okay, so from the beginnings, did you see what I did there? From the beginnings, what has happened, you know, from a developmental perspective with Waimata? I mean, how has it all changed and evolved?
Well, yeah, we basically started totally from scratch. So it was very much number eight wire sort of approach in the early days, and we sort of, a lot of those early batches went to the pigs because we were sort of making a few. But we quickly got it sorted, and we had great support from the local market, and particularly our local Pack and Save was great, and got us, you know, on the shelves and going. And before you knew it, we were employing staff to help wrap and do all the necessary things, and it just grew from there, really. It seems to have gone real quick.
Hey, so how many other varieties do you make apart from brie, Rick?
Ham and brie we do, yeah. And then, of course, Blue Vein was sort of our passion in the early days. It was a cheese that we were, you know, most excited about. But it was still, Kiwis weren't quite ready back in 21 years ago. But so that's why we did the Ham and brie. And then we quickly got into doing feta. And more recently, we've branched into doing halloumi and mozzarella.
I love halloumi. That's one of my favourite things to eat. I absolutely love it. Hey, do you think that the New Zealand palate has got more refined and we have a greater expectation of our cheese now?
Absolutely, yeah. No, definitely the taste is maturing. We're still struggling to get people to try the washed rind, but, we have a go every now and again, and we do a few batches and put it out there and see. But it's a difficult one to get at the supermarket level to sort of make it, to do big enough batches to make it economic. But at the smaller scale, farmers market, because we do the local farmers market, that works quite well. So that's our testing ground. We sort of can have a play and use our local guinea pigs.
But that's quite good, though. And you'd get instant feedback, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great. It's really good, and saves all that sort of expensive surveying type thing. So we can use the locals, and they don't hold back, of course, they tell you straight.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so tell me, Rick, what has been Waimata's biggest success?
Well, I think our biggest success is the fact we're still here after 21 years.
Yeah.
it takes a lot of sort of perseverance and passion, I suppose, to hang in there, and it's not been easy. I mean, you know, that we only supply the New Zealand market, so it is. We sort of grew to a certain size, and we managed to get quite a good slice of the Cam and Brie market, competing head on, of course, with Fonterra and Goodman Fielder, who are the two big boys, and a few of the others too, like Whitestone, of course. And so once we got to that level, it was kind of a matter of, you know, how do we hang in here and sort of stay competitive and keep the passion going. And what's happening now is we've got the next generation coming through. So I've got three sons, and one of them is directly involved, and we've got another one who's quite keen, and a daughter-in-law, and it's all starting to change. And even our staff now, their kids are starting to come on board. So it's definitely an intergenerational business, and which is great. I love that. And that's what we're looking forward to, is the younger ones coming through and their passion to drive us through the next 21 years.
Brilliant. Well, congratulations. You must be doing something right if your kids want to work with you.
Well, it's always a challenge.
Well, that's fantastic. So Rick Thorpe from Waimata Cheese, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Nikki.